Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is 4 Network.
This is Sex Rated.
Hi, welcome to Sex Rated. It's the brand new podcast and it's all about sex and what girls like to talk about behind the scenes, things that we get up to in the group chat and things that we get up to at the weekends and in the bedroom. I am Lynn Hogan and the other half of Sex Rated is the lovely Lisa.
Hi, so I'm Lisa and I can't wait for us to get going on this baby, Lynn. This is going to be fun, fresh and a little bit fruity.
Oh.
My background is all sex education, so I'm used to the sex and saucy chat.
You're an expert at this.
I'm a sexpert.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah,
it's like you were waiting for the moment to say that. A sexpert. I love it.
But I can't wait. This is going to be so exciting. The guests that we've got planned to come in, I feel like I'm going to be learning with the listeners, whereas I feel like you're going to be head of the game.
Yeah. To be fair, yeah, you're making it sound like I'm some kind of like sexpert, but I'm actually not. But when it comes to knowing things, then yeah, I'd like to say I'm pretty up there with knowledge on sexual things. But a wee bit of my background is I am Lynn Hogan. I am a radio presenter, I'm a wife and a mother, and I'm a little bit wild at times.
That's why we love you.
Thank you. So yeah, like Lisa said, there's loads coming up on this podcast. We've got some really exciting guests coming in as well, and we've got loads to talk about. And first of all, I thought I'd ask you, Lisa, about your sex life this week. How's it been?
Steady.
Really?
Steady. Not to start our amazing podcast on a downer, but grieving is not a natural aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
And staying at your mother-in-law's is not one either.
Well, exactly.
So mine's been a dry week, I'd say, pretty much, Lynn. A dry week. What about yours?
Well, me and my other half were spicing things up a wee bit in the bedroom.
I like it.
And we were making a wee bit more time for each other when we were going to bed at night. We were saying, look, mobile phones to the side and we'll try and get a wee bit of action on the go.
I don't know how you spice yours up when you come to work in fishnet stockings. I mean, where do you go from there to
basically
spice that
just
up?
Keep the fishnets on when I go into bed at night. Don't take them off. But I have to say, this week's been a wee bit more mental, so the spiciness has been calmed down, and plus we were getting a wee bit adventurous to the point where we were tiring ourselves out. Find that the older you get and when you've got kids to deal with during the day, like every night is a no-no, I think. It's always good at the very start of a relationship, but maybe like every third night or something.
You've had a coma week, you've not had a vindaloo week.
Yeah, exactly.
On the, you know.
Yeah, and we'll maybe make a wee tikka masala week next week. We'll bring it somewhere in between.
Doug, you're making me hungry.
So welcome to episode one. We are going to kick things off with a bang, I would say, Lisa, because we're going to be chatting about S&M. We're going straight in there with a chat in the wise words of Rihanna. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but whips and chains excite me. Na, 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 come on.
Yeah. We are straight in the deep end. There's no toe dipping on Sex Rated. We are straight in there.
I hope Rihanna's not listening to this because she will be devastated with that impression of her song. Wasn't great. Yeah, so we're going to be chatting about S&M, getting right into the nitty gritty about everything that fascinates us about it, because obviously we've got the recent success of 50 Shades of Grey.
I've only just learned how to say it properly, so it should be BDSM, shouldn't it? But most people know it as just S&M.
And what does BDSM stand for?
That is bondage, dominance, sadism and masochism. Masochism is the bit I'm struggling with. Not in my sex life, just in saying it.
Masochism.
Yeah. Masochism.
And we're going to have Scotland's leading dominatrix, Megara Fury.
I can't wait to get my mitts on her. Can
She's
you?
Gonna be here. I'm
a bit
excited.
Nervous, a bit excited.
I know. So many questions for her. But first, Lisa, have you ever tried S&M?
Duck, I've had a little spanking here and there. Yeah, I've had a
with
little
a whip.
No.
Just a hand.
You know, just a good. Whoa. Ooh. You know.
Yeah. Is that so, when your doggy style, a wee whoop, whoop?
Yeah, yeah, just a little like, whoop. Yeah. Like, I don't know if it means go faster or whether it's just there for doing what it's doing, but a little whack.
Yeah.
But no whips, no chains. I mean, this is why, obviously, we've let me go first, because you're going to have a list as long as an arm. But, you know, yeah, I've had a little toot-toot before.
Do handcuffs count in this?
I've had a handcuff as well.
So, yeah, I've been handcuffed to a bed. I've handcuffed somebody to a bed. My husband, actually, that was when we first started going out, when it was proper exciting and we were bringing out all the handcuffs and all the bits and bobs.
Before it had turned all stale, like a stale piece of bread.
It's not that bad. PVC?
No.
No, you've never done PVC in the bedroom?
No, Doc. I bet it's handy to wipe down, though.
Well, I tell you what, it's very sweaty. And do you know what? I actually bought a PVC outfit from eBay once, and I wore it when I dressed up for a Halloween party as Edward Scissorhands, but the female version.
So I like reusing things.
So I reused it.
Yes. You know what I'd have been like? You've seen Ross on Friends when he wears them leather pants.
Oh, yeah.
And he gets stuck in the toilet and he has to get talked down.
Yeah.
That'd be me in a PVC. I can't imagine anything more unflattering than me in PVC.
Oh, I think you'd suit a bit of PVC.
Do you think, Doc?
I do. I had black, and it was actually like a zip thing up the front. Mm. So it was pretty easy to get off. You didn't have to like peel it off. You just zipped it right down and then it like slid off.
I'm not having that. Not when you're all sweaty.
No, honestly, because it had lining inside, like the actual PVC didn't stick to your body. And yeah, we put a knee-high boots with a PVC dress, you are good to go.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know what our budget is on the show, but if they get me a PVC outfit for next week, I'm going to wear it.
Oh, good!
I'm going to wear it. And
what
I'm
going
to see how I fit. Black. Let's just stick to black. Let's not be going red.
I actually have a pink PVC skirt that I wear out. Nothing to do with S&M, but I've actually worn it on a night out before, up the town.
Kinky dog.
I know, it's really nice actually. So yeah, that's about it. PVC, handcuffs.
Have you had a lead on? A dog leash?
No, I think that's a bit, I don't know. That excites people, but it's a bit too odd for me. I don't know if, I wouldn't say no to a wee whip and a chain to try it, but I wouldn't want to be whipped to the extent where it was really sore.
No.
You know what it's like if you're having a bit of banter in the kitchen with your other half and he whips you with a towel?
I like that game.
That's sore, though.
Yeah, I like that, because I can really get a good crack on that.
Oh, well, you'd like a wee whip in the bedroom. Yeah. We'll get Magara to give you a shot of hers, then. Take it home.
I hope she brings a little whip in so I can have a go.
Well, we can ask her right now, because she's here. I'd love to introduce you to Scotland's leading dominatrix, Magara Fury.
Hello.
Hi, Magara. It's so good to have you in the studio with us.
I actually do have.
She's got a whip.
Yeah, I've got a whole bag of toys, so, yeah, we can get into them a bit later.
Have you just gone suddenly nervous, something's going to happen to us?
Because Magara has just placed the whip on the table right next to me, and it's just sitting there, and I'm like, oh, I just want to pick it up and have a wee shot.
You would do. I'm thinking, the whip's got a whip on the end. The whip's got a tail.
No. Well, first of all, Magara, you are a dominatrix, but
yes.
I guess, I mean, I kind of know what a dominatrix is, but can you explain, just for somebody like me and anybody that's listening that doesn't really know, what is it that a dominatrix actually does?
So in the crudest of terms, it's just kicking guys in the balls for money.
Oh, didn't know that. Could
and do you have any jobs available? Could I come and help you? Because I quite fancy kicking a guy in the balls every now and again.
Oh, it depends. It depends. How hard can you kick?
Oh, I can kick really hard.
And how much money do you want to make?
Oh, well. But I guess, though, it's not just all that. I mean, you have to, obviously, you've got a whip here and you've got other toys and stuff. So when guys come to you, what is it that they want? I mean, what kind of weird and wonderful things do you get up to apart from kicking them in the balls?
So, first of all, I get guys and I get women coming to see me. So, and I get couples as well who want to just learn a bit more about how to expand things in their own bedroom.
Nice.
So I do a whole range of different things. The things that I don't do are adult baby. I can do adult baby up to a certain level. Like, I won't change someone's dirty nappy. I'm just not there for that. Mainly just because I'd balk my guts up the minute I smell it. Like, I can't deal. But I don't do anything that's illegal, so I do a whole range of things. So, I mean, domination is really a transfer of control from one person to another. It needs to be given freely, and it needs to be accepted freely as well. So there's consent on both sides. So it goes from, you know, really light stuff right through to more serious stuff like medical play or needles or forced intox. There's like feminisation as well. There's strap-on, anal play. There's loads of impact play as well. There's people who are really into like quite hardcore impact, and that is really just purely down to sensation. The sensation of being struck with an implement creates a kind of rush of endorphins and a rush of hormones that gives them that pleasure centre. So. Yeah.
My palms are sweating.
When you're talking about all this, this is so, like, mega interesting, but Lisa's face. Her face is a bloody picture.
I can feel her just staring at me like, what?
Every time I look at her, she looks like she's about to fucking collapse over there. She's like, what the hell's going on?
That's so big.
Come on, Lisa, you must have a question. With that face, you've got loads of questions.
I've got a really good question.
Okay.
When you fill in your Boots Advantage card boxes and it says occupation, do you just fire on the Boots Advantage card dominatrix?
Yes.
Like, add that, boom, that's me.
Yes.
And then when they get that from you and they, lovely, age, female, dominatrix, do you get like a funny sort of, do people go like, or do, you know?
It depends if they know what it is or not. Some people go, okay, I don't know what that is. And then they just kind of skip over it. Some people ask me, what's a dominatrix? And it's good because it's a good...
And you're like, Margaret, you've got a queue down here. People are wanting to buy some Tenor Man and some Panadol, but it's, you know, strap-on and, you know, whips.
Yeah, you're standing there buying some Vaseline and shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see the secret sub guys' boss just get right up into their body like...
I like that.
So you have a dungeon.
Yes.
And, I mean, tell us, what is in the dungeon?
So it's split into a few different rooms. I've got a bedroom that people can stay over in. Oh. I've got a living room area where you can just sit, chill, relax. Nothing's really that untoward in there. There's a TV.
Sounds good.
They get to sleep there for the night.
Yes, couples use it.
And do you sleep with them, like, or do you hang around?
No.
Oh, so they can come into the dungeon and like and stay there and use the things.
Yeah, so people use it privately. So I get couples renting it privately, play partners renting it privately, other doms renting it privately.
I tell you what,
and I take nothing to do with those sessions. No, I don't give them breakfast.
No. Listen, if you're thinking about booking for you and Chris, Sam and I could go, we could go on a wee couple's retreat.
We will most certainly will not be. But I just thought like B&B could be bondage and breakfast.
Oh, my God.
I'm just thinking
B&B BDSM.
Oh, a bit of bacon and a whipping. I mean, I like a bacon sandwich in the morning.
With a wee bit of whipping at the end of it.
Oh, you never know. I'm going to be daring. I'm going to let you out, get a little whip onto me unless you need a consent form and we're too late in the day
for
that.
I mean, I'll take verbal consent.
I'll have a little...
It's fine. Verbal contracts are valid in Scotland, so...
All right, well, that's it then.
And so do you have clients... You'll have people that... Is that what you call them? Clients?
Yes.
So you have people that come to you all the time and do you get loads of new people? Like...
It's a whole mixed bag. I have some people who are brand new. I've got someone coming in today who I've seen before in the past. And I think the longer you see someone, the more you can build up a reputation with them and good rapport. And that develops into a nice relationship. And then you've got that trust there. And then it becomes a kind of long-term thing. And I really enjoy those clients because I like getting to know people and I like being able to read their reactions and I like being able to plan sessions for those people because then I can really kind of let my creativity go and we can plan something that's really quite mind-blowing. So
it's actually not just getting somebody in for a session. You've got to sit and plan it out first.
Yeah, there's a lot of planning involved.
So what... I've got a question. I'm ready. I'm going to put my hand up. So you know, if I wanted a right good old spanking,
yes.
I don't think I'd be brave enough to sit with you straight away. I'd like to email mine in. I'd be like, you know,
that's
I'll take
fine.
A bit of this and a bit of that.
When people come in and see you, is it, I mean, you obviously don't have sex with them, but do people climax? Like, what do they get? What happens?
Some people spontaneously climax.
Really? I suppose maybe they just get caught up in the moment and get awfully excited.
I call that air jizzing. Nothing's touching them and they're just like jizzing
really?
Under the air.
I think that's going to be nerves. I think that you're just going to look at it and they're going to explode because they're fearful. Do you, John?
one thing.
John's hiding behind the computer. Producer John's having a meltdown back there. He's like, oh no, I don't want to hear this.
One thing that I've noticed though throughout my whole entire career and since I started is most submissive guys have got small penises.
Oh gosh.
I don't know why
it's offended me so much, because I've not got a penis. But it's offended me in some way. For all the small penis.
Sometimes, men. You know, you get someone through the door and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, you've got a pretty penis. But most of the time it's guys with small dicks. And I don't know if it's maybe because the sexual tension or the sexual sensations that they get is then distributed across their body or but there must be some sort of, because there is a link, like there must be a link somewhere, something that I've been fascinated by since I started. I get a lot of people who ask for small penis humiliation as well, so
no,
they just want to be slagged for having
but they could
dick.
Just go into town for free. And in the city of Glasgow,
and get
they
it
could
out
go
and get
out
and get their dick out. Go down our girl street and take their cock out.
Maybe they shouldn't do that. But they could get a woman and then they could get it out. And surely they're going to... I don't know, actually.
And have you got a partner?
Yes, I have a partner.
What?
And he doesn't have a small dick, no.
I hope that wasn't going to be a question.
I wasn't going to ask that, but now that you've said that, I'm like, okay, well, that's good. But how does he feel about you doing this as a job? Does he join in?
He's fine. Like, it's not... I mean, if I was doing accounts, nobody would ask me that.
Yeah, I know.
Just because of my job. It's just a job. Like, it's like anything else.
Do you do stuff to him that you do to clients? Or
no.
is your sex life completely different?
So my sex life is completely separate to my work life. It's like, it would be like if I was a taxi driver, I wouldn't just outside the work and just want to drive loads of folk about. Like, and the same with when I go home at night, like after my sessions and stuff are finished, sometimes I just want to get into my jammies and watch the telly. I can't be arsed doing any more kink when I get home. So
you're a dominatrix and you're putting, you know, pleasure and pain and all the rest of it, do you want to be a bit more dominated in your sex life? Because you used to being quite powerful in your work environment,
no?
No one's whipping this lassie.
Nope.
And also, so you don't have sex with clients.
No.
And how much participation will you have with them if they say, get your boobies out, would you get your boobies out?
No.
No. I'll get your tuck out. No.
It's closed female, naked male policy. So it's you shorten that to CFNM, and that's quite a widely known acronym in the kink scene. So clothed female, naked male.
Right.
Which means I'm always clothed.
Something saucy. You'd wear something
sometimes
saucy.
I'll be wearing this later, which is just
like
a black top, pair of red trousers and a pair of boots. So.
Oh, right, okay.
Do you wear loads of PVC?
Not so much. I prefer latex because PVC went through a stage of looking a bit tacky for a while and it wasn't fitting properly. So now...
Lynn wears that.
I'm more into...
Knew it.
More into latex, which it just clings better and it's a bit more hard wearing. It's also easier to clean, and it doesn't wear as easily. So.
Some people have a latex allergy. I hope you've got a tick box for that, because you could rub up the side and they'll be full of hives.
The first thing you get asked in the hospital.
It is. One latex glove sends everybody crazy, doesn't it?
Oh, so you've got a bag of goodies there.
Yes,
I'm going to get fired into this.
I know. Get the goodies out. Magara has bought in some goodies.
Magara, I got spanked ones.
Okay, so
she's not impressed.
She's like, did you?
She's like, you call that a spine? This is everything.
No.
Something needs a wire.
Okay.
This has got a wire.
So, a couple of things that I wanted to show you.
Bought a microphone.
First of all,
it's a big microphone, that isn't it?
So, butt plugs.
Oh yeah.
Right, when you're buying butt plugs, what you want is you want as big a bulb as you can take. This is a bulb, the big fat part.
Looks like a wine stopper.
Then
for
you've got the...
Listening, a wine stopper. Oh, and it's got a diamond
you've
on.
You've got the stem.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
The stem needs to be a lot thinner than the bulb.
Yeah.
So the thinner, the better, which allows your bumhole to close around it.
And then you've got a good gripper to get
and
that.
And a nice wide base so it doesn't disappear up your bum.
Yeah,
oh, that's because you don't want to be digging that out. The way to get it out, if it ever does get lost, is you put a straw up their bum.
Oh, God.
And blow it out. Blow into the straw to break the vacuum.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you not know that?
No,
that's
I didn't.
What you need to do.
We were just chatting, Magara, before you came in, and Lisa was saying, oh, Lynn Duckel, you know everything about this. And she knows more than me about putting a bloody straw up your arse.
The old blow and buckle. Who doesn't, Lynn?
I didn't know about that. I did not.
Right, okay.
Here's another one.
Let me try and guess something.
Can we touch these things?
No, don't touch anything.
What do you think I do with this?
Oh, coat hanger, foot nipples. Coat hanger, foot nipples.
Is it? You know so much.
Give me another one.
How can you adapt it?
Oh.
I don't know, but you could hang something off
hang
this.
Hang weights on it,
I've just touched that. God knows what's been loitering
around.
It's
in my wardrobe.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So you would put that. You would attach that to somebody's nipples and then you would put weights on it?
Yeah, to drag them
that
down.
That would be bloody sore.
Yeah,
although
love
that's
it.
The point.
That's
of it.
The point.
That is the point.
That
other
is...
Other nipple clamps.
Nipple clamps. Knew that.
Also brought...
What is this?
A TENS machine.
Oh, is that what you get when you're pregnant and you're trying to take the pain away?
You're going to put that on the testicles, aren't you?
Cock and balls. We've got wee bands. There's all different wee things that you can use, but this has got a metal plate, so this is the bit that hurts.
Oh.
And I can never get this above 2.5. You freak out after 2.5.
Oh.
Hit the roof.
You've never had a man that
goes up to 8.
Oh. Oh, God. Well, I mean, I remember having that.
Are you up for a challenge, producer,
John?
Certainly not.
John could
try.
Maybe we could get John up
to
3.
Give me your arm. Give me your arm.
Come on,
John. Can you imagine if you got up to 3 and you were the first man in Scotland?
Oh, producer John, this could go viral if you do this. You could smash this.
If I had a wee
arm.
Lisa, could you pass me a butt plug over just to
have a... I will not.
I want to have a wee feel.
So, what will you do?
Oh, is he up to 3?
John. What is he up to? Remember, this is not on his cock and balls, it's on his arm.
Two.
Can you imagine? How do you think that would feel if it was on your nuts?
I would not be good on your nuts. I would not be good on your nuts.
Relief, John. You see, you didn't get a code word. Give him a code word.
I know, what is the safety word, John?
It's harder.
Doug. So people, obviously, they need a safety word.
Yeah.
And if you feel like, you know what, Doug, you took a lot more last week, you're being a bit pappy with your safety word, do you give them a bit more or do you always...
So I've got two levels of safety words.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, because everyone wants to shout when something hurts.
So I've got amber and red. Amber means slow down or change direction, I need a break. Red means stop, like I need to stop, the session ends. If they call amber too many times, I call red and I end the session.
So you can't,
they have to balance that, like, are they really struggling or are they just being...
pappy.
Yeah.
So if you shout red on a certain thing, let's say you've got TENS machine on, not like...
Yeah.
And they shout red, the whole session's finished.
And they go home.
Oh, I like that, because that stops time wasters, that does. Like, you could get there and like think, I'm not bothered. Red, and then they'll go on to something else. Get rid of the time wasters, and they're thinking, I've paid, I mean, what, a couple of hundred quid, maybe?
150,
I mean, she's cheaper than what I thought. She's a bargain, is what she is. 150 quid. You sat there 8 minutes in thinking in your head, red, red. You see, I'm quite tight. I'm frugal with my money. You know, I reuse my bags, Magara.
Yes.
I take my bags to the supermarket and I recycle.
What a
and
good
I'm quite
girl.
Frugal and I save me money. I'd be sat there on 8 minutes with my nipples and things being yanked out, a butt plug in, like a satsuma in my mouth, thinking, red, red. But I'd be thinking, stuff that, I've got another 50 minutes that's mine.
I'm writing this out.
I'm writing this bad
I'm
boy
going
out.
Going for it.
I want a shot of the whip.
I'm going to get whacked.
I want
something.
You to get whipped, and can I whip you?
No.
Can you teach
me
how to do it?
No, because this woman is a professional.
Yeah,
I'm not having any old Tom, Dick and Harry whipping me. I'm going to go for the professional.
So I am
you. You said amber and red, yeah?
Yeah, we'll do this.
Oh,
we'll
okay.
This is a tos.
This is
an old school.
Do you want to do a leg instead? Tos. I feel like I might take more on my hands, that's all. I feel like this would be a good, like, tish.
I'm actually worried for you here because
I feel I've got quite a good.
Go for it.
I had all my babies with me.
I'm going to warn you.
Magara has actually just said it's quite sore.
This is quite I had all my kids with gas in here. You giz a whip of that flower.
Well,
are you ready?
Oh, fuck.
Okay. Right, we're going light though, aren't we, first?
Light to start with.
All right.
Okay. Fuck.
What if I can just take loads? Would that work well?
Go for it.
Oh, that's easy. I can.
Okay.
Oh. No, that's all right. Oh, all right, flower, we're getting it. That worked. That worked.
You know,
I think I've got one more in me.
Oh!
That was sorer than I thought it would be. Look at that, it's bruised me. I've got to go in with a whip mark.
I am.
Do you know what I'm going to categorically say? Look at that bruise. I can't. Look at that, Lynn. Look at that. And I didn't even have an orgasm. I feel I'd done to. I expected at least a little.
Do you want the doxy?
No dox.
Chris is going to be like, what the fuck have you been doing?
Yeah. I tell you what, do I bruise easy, do you think? Am I low in iron, would you say? Yeah. I think I'm
you need an iron tablet.
I'm going to go to doctor and say, I got whipped today at work, right? And this is what happened, and we're only on three. I mean, with regards of, like, the Richter scale of whipping, what have I had there out of 10? What was the...
Like, I'm barely out of first gear.
Shush.
If I was standing up and putting my shoulder into it, then, like, I would do that for your hands.
I would like this thing over here, the silver thing.
The microphone.
Mm-hmm, the microphone.
There's a socket there.
Get it plugged
What do you do
in?
With that? You
just this is just a vibrator. It doesn't go inside anything.
No.
But no. It is 30% more powerful than a Hitachi. You know the one in Sex and the City?
Oh, right.
It is
good. Why didn't I have a shot of that instead?
I'm having a wee shot of this. Not now.
I'm actually bruising
For some reason, the head of it spins. This is an old one.
Oh, dog.
It's not meant to spin. Like.
And what would you do with
it's
that?
It's more rumbly.
You're supposed to put them on. I might get myself one of them. My nose is dead sensitive. You can tell what sort of sex life I've got, can't you?
Can I try this? I need a wee shot.
Put it on your nose, Lynn.
Put it on my nose, okay.
Ooh! It sounds like something's coming
so
into
my
hand.
That's by Doxy. And
ooh!
It's more of a... So most vibrators are buzzy, and that one's more rumbly. So if you use that, then it's... You feel it in your bones. Like, when I first got that...
It's like you're mowing lawn.
Well, I've got about four of them in the house, but when I first got it, I lost about 3 days of my life.
Like,
really? Door shut, phone off, I'm not speaking to anybody.
That's one of them to have on a hangover. You know, where all you want is a good rub and a jacket potato. that's that.
What, you
imagine that? A full belly on a jacket potato. Hungover, a little bit vulnerable, and then that.
Holy shit. I tell
God,
you
I'm
what.
I'm ringing off of that dog.
What? Ringing? All right, not soaking. I thought you meant the just.
I should have said zinging, maybe.
So, do you want to go with this?
Yes.
No, I don't want that.
Not on you. I'll teach you how to crack it.
Yeah.
Like Calamity Jane. Okay.
Oh,
Jesus. Oh, gosh. She's took paint off at Walt's. Signs come down. Oh, God, don't watch that. And. Oh!
There we go.
Right, let's say we crack at that dog.
So. If you stand here,
I'm left-handed.
Bring it up slowly.
Oh, I'm worried for
and
this.
And down fast.
Oh!
Fuck!
Lisa's just about whipped her own face.
I've just whipped me earphones off. Oh, I'd be useless, wouldn't I?
Slow down fast.
Ups, and. Yeah, mine don't even whip.
I'm coming around for a shot.
Making me sweat all this.
I'm excited. Oh, I don't like this.
Don't get my
bum
stuck out.
Yeah. All the way up. All the way up.
Oh, that's fun.
And down fast.
This is not me. I make a lovely Victoria sponge, though. Can you make a lovely Victoria sponge?
I can make scones as well.
Bet they're not as good as Moscow.
Oh my God, that is amazing. Yeah, thank you. Thank
play
you
with
for coming
that.
In.
So what is the thing between pain and pleasure? Why can whipping somebody like that, or I don't know what else you'd do with somebody, tip them into hot lava or something, how can they get a pleasure out of something that is clearly very painful?
So it's the endorphin rush. And for some people, their brain interprets that as pleasure, and for some people, they interpret it as pain. For me, I hate pain. I can't stand it. Like,
yeah.
getting tattooed is about the most horrific thing I think I've ever done, and I was fine with that, but I just didn't get, I don't get any pleasure from it at all. But there is a percentage of people, because human bodies are just like incredible things, and anything's really possible. If people can grow five legs and five arms and things like that, then it's entirely possible that they will interpret pain as pleasure, or right, vice versa. So, I mean, there's people that have, I don't know if you've read articles and stuff that have come out in the past about, there was a woman that had like a 5-day orgasm, or there's the guy that had the erection for however many hours. So there's some people whose pain threshold is incredibly high, and there's people whose pain receptors then trigger a release of endorphins like dopamine, like serotonin, it makes them happy.
Yeah.
And it gives them that kind of rush of that sort of pleasure feeling. So, and it becomes a high, you know, you get a lot of people who their pain threshold increases, or it's, they have to go more and more and more extreme because they're chasing that high, and that's just the way that their brain's made up, the way
it's
that they're
wired.
It's
almost like when you go to the gym and you're like pushing yourself and you get really knackered, and then after it you feel good.
Yeah, some people like to
kinda
get a rush
like that,
because
the gym can be fucking painful at times if you're doing like a HIIT workout. You hate it, but actually it does. After you feel amazing. You feel crap before you go in, and then you feel good. Maybe we should try this, Lisa.
Maybe we should. Maybe we should. So there's one question that I've got to ask, and it seems the most. When I've said, "Oh, we're going to interview a dominatrix," it's the one question, and they're like, "How did you get into it? How did it ever come about?"
So I remember being about 8 or 9 years old and thinking, what do I want to be when I'm older, and what do I want to have? And I wanted to have staff. Like, I always knew that I wanted to be a boss and be the boss of something. So
and
I guess
thought,
that's
IKEA's not for me. I'm going to do something a bit different.
No chance. So I always knew that I was going to be in charge of something. So that kind of dominant mindset was in me from that age. And when I got older, a job hopped a lot. Like, I went, I worked for different companies, and I worked in the pharmaceutical industry. I worked in forensics as well, and I worked in car sales and phone sales. And I was just constantly like a year, 3 months, 2 months, and I just couldn't bear
settle.
Working for someone, making them money, and someone telling me what I'm worth. So I got into dancing, and I was a stripper for a wee while, and I really, really, really enjoyed that. That was just so much fun. I was working for myself. All the money that I was making, apart from my house fee, I kept. So my earnings were unlimited. So if I wanted to make, if I went into the club and I was like, I'm going to make this amount tonight, that would be my target, and I would hit that target, and it was great. And it was very, very empowering for me. And when I was in the club, I met someone who knew of a dominatrix that was looking for someone to train. And I was asking him loads of questions about it. And I was like, right, okay, so what does she do? So she spanks guys, and she does that. Because I didn't know what a dominatrix was. Mm. So he gave me her details, and I looked her up on Facebook. And I sent her a message, and I went in for just like a kind of chat thing. And she was like, why do you want to do this? She says, I've got a client here, so we'll go in and we'll see how you cope with it. And I was like, okay.
So
I went in.
The deep end.
I went in. It was a wee. It looked like a wee old man that you would just see at the shop buying his papers.
Somebody's
like,
da.
It was just the cutest. Like, somebody's da, exactly. And we were putting needles through his nipples, electrocuted the needles, put a butt plug in him. And he just loved it, and I was just like, "This is wild."
Thank you very much, John. We'll see you next week. Not you, John, a different John.
And we had a bodybuilder guy after that, and I practiced using a flogger, so she showed me how to use that, and I picked it up straight away.
What's a flogger?
It's like a whip with tassely bits.
Falls, no. Loads of falls. They're called falls. So,
Lisa, I think this is. Have you been doing this in a previous life?
It's all coming back to me now.
So we had a bodybuilder guy in, and I was practicing taking pegs off of his nipples using the flogger.
Ooh,
and getting
game.
Him to kiss my kiss my shoes and stuff. And after that, she was like, "You're fine. Like, you can just start booking people in. You're a natural at it." So, and I did, and she helped me design my website and get up and running. And from there, I've just never looked back. So now I've been in the adult industry for a long, long time, over a decade, and I've just completely stopped all the job hopping. So I've been a dominatrix coming up 10 years in September. And yeah, I just really love what I do.
No, that's so good. Thank you. Actually, by the way, I'm not even joking here, Lisa. I'm thinking about going to this dungeon for a wee overnight stay with my husband.
Well, you'll have to take some breakfast because you don't get your breakfast.
What?
You need to take one of them little... you can get a cardboard... little Kellogg's cornflakes, and then you tip your own milk in, and it's a bowl and everything in one.
I used one of them in my first paid session, and I had
the guy in a very different way.
he's still my client to this day, 10 years on. But I made him jizz into the bowl.
I mean, you've got.
And
I
peed in it with the cereal, no milk. We threw the milk away, and he sat and ate the cereal.
Fucking!
And then I got a Twix.
What cereal was it?
And made him eat it as well.
So, listen, next time you're having your cornflakes, just think of you mixed in a wee bit of piss.
Oh my God,
you've
just ruined my cornflakes.
Piss and jizz. It's lovely. Extra protein.
Have you ever done something... have you ever climaxed in one of your sessions?
God, no.
Is that a silly question? I'm sure everybody at home was wondering the same. Well, I just thought, you know, you might be like, you know, yeah. You're really getting into this. Like, whoo, whoo, and then, but no.
I think you and I should go
together
as an experiment for Sex Rated. We should go and stay and have a wee shot of things.
This is like just trying to put expenses through and wangling work. You're desperate to go, but you're treating it as we should go just for research. You're itching to get in that Thea Dungeon.
I am.
Aren't you? You'd squeal straight away.
I probably would. I'd
you should come round for a tour then.
Oh,
I'll give you
yeah.
a tour.
Well, I think it's amazing that you... I mean, you can tell by the redness of my cheeks and the fact that I bruised like
a little...
Let me
see your bruise. Oh, holy shit, that is a bruise.
I think you're right, I'm low in iron and I'm going to take your advice on that.
Get yourself checked.
I'm going to seek medical help. But do you know what? You've not come in here wiffly-waffly. Oh, well, sometimes... And you know your industry, you know what you do, you take pride in the work, people are coming to you and paying for a service, and I think fair play for that. Although this is... like, so far out of my anywhere near norm.
You seem to know an awful lot about the stuff that she brought in. Oh, that's that thing. Oh, that's that. Yeah. You're filling nobody.
I genuinely did think that that was a wine stopper, but given the situation, I've thought I'm firing in with butt plug. I was just showing off on the early stuff. I didn't know whether it was a honker, a hooter,
no,
or a microphone.
No, do you know, I've seen a different... like, I'd obviously heard of a dominatrix before, but I actually think that... it's pretty cool, and yeah, absolutely, like, fair play to you, because you know exactly what you're doing. You seem to have like a really amazing business, and I'm actually quite excited for it. I think wanting about it.
I think the thing about Magara is you know your stuff, and you're not a silly girl. You're a woman that knows what you're doing, and it's your business, and you know you've got that by
you've
the balls.
No intention of changing it.
Yeah, and you've got it by the balls, but that's because you know what you're doing. You're an expert in what you're doing, whereas I mean, likes of me. Imagine me. Which, I've had enough. Okay.
I want to get my big pants on, Duck.
I do like a big pant.
She likes a big pant.
I do like a big pant as well.
Do you, Duck?
It's classic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Timeless knickers.
You with your PVC and your thong on. Who even are you?
To be fair, today my pants are not good. They're very Bridget Jones. They're not nice.
Oh, I'm not wearing any.
And that's the first week of Sex Rated with our Nicholas.
Thank you so much, Magara, for coming in and telling us about that.
Brilliant.
Amazing.
Sex Rated with Lisa Haig and Lynn Hogan. Real women talk real sex.
So, that was good. Big thanks to Magara, who was our dominatrix, who came in to tell us everything about what she does. And I don't know about you, Lisa, but I found that so interesting. But actually, halfway, like, your face at times, honestly, it was just pure shock. And then it would change to, like, you were disgusted. And then you'd be like, oh, that sounds exciting. Your face was a picture all the way through it.
Well, do you know what? I felt my face like, Wow. Of some of the things that she... I mean, my head's buzzing, Lynn.
Yeah.
Because there is so much, and she's so open and honest, which is exactly what we want. Mm-hmm. And it is so far out the realms of our normal. I mean, I know you're itching to get in that dungeon and see what she can do, but it's so far out the realms, and she's just like, she's talking about it like it's a day at the office.
Yeah.
And I did find it, I mean, that whip mark, by the way, I mean, I tried to man up, but wow, I've got a full...
You have got...
Laceration.
It's actually like a really... It's like a bad bruise that you've got there. And that was just... I mean, she said that that was nothing. On a scale of 1 to 10, she whipped you like a 2.
She whipped me like a turkey. She absolutely whipped me. And do you know what's broke my heart more than anything? When I've just said to her there, who do you think would have the highest pain threshold, me or Lynn? And she went, Lynn, straight away. I'm thinking, do you know what, McGuire? That's a bit unfair, because nobody whipped Lynn to find out.
Yeah, that's true. But you were supposed to get it on your hands, and you said, whip my legs. And that's a fleshy bit of the thigh.
She said, to be fair to me, that's okay. A very sensitive area. Yeah. But I thought I'd be able to take more than that. Mm-hmm. I'd have gone, you know, I tried to plug the old four babies, gas and air, didn't impress her. And then when she said, I mean, this was off air, but she started saying how she's vomited before and clients have ate what she's produced up.
Yeah, she's,
I tried to tell her that I can quite easily make myself sick. If I feel a bit sick.
You did tell her a few times, she was like, I could do that right now, duck. I can make myself sick.
That is a terrible impression.
It's a really shy accent.
You sound like Cilla Black, duck. Anyway, here's our Lynn with a quick recap, duck.
No, that's such a shy accent. By the way, if you've got any questions for Megara, if there's something that you're still thinking, right, what's the answer to that that we've not covered, then she's on Twitter at Megara Fury, and it's FURIE. I'm sure you'll find her.
And if you find that your husband's just started following Miss Fury, it might not be to ask her a question.
Yeah, exactly.
It might be getting whipped with that platypus thing that she'd got.
You'll be getting booked in for a wee sesh.
How's the percentages of our poll, Lynn, from earlier?
So we did a poll on Instagram. Do whips and chains excite you?
No.
By the way, surprisingly, 73% of you said yes.
Well, I've changed mine. I voted yes.
But you're saying no.
And I'm now going to say no.
I actually did answer that with yes, just because I like the Rihanna song. But after hearing that and seeing your leg, I'm like, fuck, no, I don't want to get whipped.
Anyway, I went to whip you with that platypus end, like, and you put your arm out so that it hit your arm instead of your bum. Get her back. John, producer John, get her back, because I didn't flinch. Anyway, enough of that.
The thing is, when she's cracking that whip and it made that really loud noise, can you imagine what that's doing to somebody? If she's whipping a guy over the arse or on his back, that's going to be fucking sore.
Oh, you'd feel that on testicles.
Do
you know what I loved? When we walked from the studio to the reception and every man cowered behind his desk.
Yeah.
A bit like, what will she do to us? And I'm thinking, no, mate, because you're not paying. She not whip out a freebie. Don't you worry about that.
No chance. If you've not paid your fucking deposit, you're getting nothing.
She just charged me £8 for that whip. Cheeky pig, as she left. Give me £8. Get gone. I'll not be coming back.
So we're doing this thing every week on the Sex Rated podcast, the funny thing about sex, and we have heard some mental, crazy, funny sex stories today. And if you've got anything that you want to share with us, you can do it anonymously, you don't need to give us your name, then get in touch. You can slide into the DMs on Twitter at Sex Rated. We're on Instagram at Sex Rated Podcast, and Facebook, just search for Sex Rated. Let us know your funny sex stories, like if you've ever been caught or if you've been doing something, you know, having sex somewhere and something's happened, like.
And if you're struggling with how to start a message like this, start with a friend of mine.
Yes.
Is how I would say,
yeah,
start it.
Exactly.
It can all start with a friend of mine, but it would be funny to read some out for next week and just see what people have got up to, because I mean, I don't know about you, Lynn, I've got no funny sex stories.
I don't have any actual hilarious sex stories, but I do tend a lot of the time mid-sex to say to my husband, oh, like, what are we going to have for dinner tomorrow?
No.
Just randomly, because sometimes, you know, I'm thinking ahead, I'm a mum, I'm a wife, I'm like, right, I need to take the chicken out the freezer to make curry tomorrow. And sometimes it just fucking pops into my head and I'll say it and he's like, oh, great, cheers, man. So things like that, or maybe funnier than that. Could be a bit funnier.
Have you ever fell asleep during sex?
No, I haven't.
And
no.
You put me down as a sleeper halfway through.
Me?
You're thinking of the chicken out and then you just...
drop off.
If I'm really, really, really tired or hungover and I'm lying in bed like on a Sunday morning and he's up for it because he's got the hangover horn, I'll be like, look, you can, but I'm not fucking moving. And so I just like lie there and I'll keep my eyes closed and he just does it.
And that'll be all for week one, ladies and gentlemen. Next week, find out what Lynn and Earth will be doing.
No more. I'll not be fucking back next week.
Laid back Lynn.
So that's episode one of Sex Rated. And what a bloody episode it has been. What have we learnt, Lisa? I'll tell you what I've learnt about you. You know a lot more about S&M than what I fucking thought you would.
I've surprised myself, to be honest, Lynn. And I don't think we've got long enough to learn to say what I've learnt in episode one. Getting whipped hurts, especially on the leg. People like butt plugs. And if you're going to go and stay at her house in the little dominatrix suite, take a pack up, because she does need a breakfast.
No breakfast.
There's no brekkie, so don't get there and then being hungry, because you're going to get kicked in balls and leave empty-bellied.
Take a wee banana with you.
No.
Fine, moving on.
Don't take cornflakes.
A banana's not the best-shaped thing to be taken into a dominatrix dungeon. Next week, we're going to be talking about stripping.
I can't wait. We're actually going to interview the girls, aren't we? We're going to speak to them, we're going to learn a bit.
We're going to have a shot.
Well, I've been whipped this week, so I might as well dance next week.
I think you'd be a good stripper. You've got a bit of sass and you're sexy, and I think I'd be a bit like, oh, I don't know what to do. I've not got any rhythm. I mean, I'm all right after a few vodkas on the dance floor, giving it plenty, but not as in doing a kind of sexy dance.
I can dance. I mean, it was line dancing and it was 10 years ago,
oh.
But I have got rhythm duck. You know one of them that just goes to an aerobics class and they just get it 2, 3,
yeah, but
four.
This, you don't see strippers going round poles doing fucking 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm doing line dance.
You wait, because I'm going to... Are we recording next week, producer John?
Yeah.
Right, well, you wait and see, because okay. I think I've got a dance in the bag. I really do feel that is where I'm going to... I've wimped out on a whip, and I'll give you that one. But dancing, I mean, some of the questions people ought to be getting in touch with us at Sex Rated, because I've got so many questions that we should be asking lap dancers, strippers. Yeah. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
We're looking forward to it. That is the next episode. And thank you for listening to this one. Hope we've not put you off for the next one. Of course not. Everybody's desperate to find out what's coming up next.
This is 4 Network.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.